Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He is back in action on Monday morning. It's time now for your extremely local news, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. John Hansen, WGN radio host and host and producer of It's All Good, a Block Club Chicago podcast, joins us now. Hi, John.
Happy Friday, Wendy.
Right back at you, my friend.
Feeling good. Feeling like I want some meatballs this weekend, baby.
Well, you'll get them at Festa Italiana. All right. So where do you want to begin?
All right. I want to begin on the west side today.
All right. Good.
How does that sound? We're going to go to the Austin neighborhood. I love this story. This is two churches, the Greater St. John Bible Church and Joshua Baptist Church. They hosted a basketball game, and it wasn't just any old basketball game, because it turns out they gave away $46,000 in scholarships to 44 high school and college students during the game. This is huge for these young adults and kids in high school. They range from $1,000 to $5,000. And the only requirement was is that they were born and raised on the west side. They had a good GPA, and they had an essay to explain how they would improve the west side during their careers. And the idea being, what are you going to do back to come back to your neighborhood to help out after you graduate college? And I love one of the quotes. This is from a 20-year-old English major, Mark Howard, who's actually at Howard University. He got a $1,500 scholarship. He was born and raised in Austin, and he says that his mother and his grandmother and his great-grandmother kept him grounded. And he said, growing up in a church, I feel like newer generations might be a little less religious and explore different things, but the community is still here. These institutions are vital to our community. I don't know where I'd be without those strong black women in my life. And I just love that he credits, you know, his mom, grandma, and great grandmother for keeping him grounded. And just think about what a difference 44 high school and college students are getting now with $46,000 in scholarships to help them reach their goals.
That is a great story.
It is, and it's a typical Block Club story. Trey Arline wrote it for us. He's our West Side reporter. And, you know, when I talk about stories on the West and South Side, that's kind of one of Block Club Chicago's bread and butters. We talk to, you know, a lot of reporters or a lot of different places. They only go report the news in these neighborhoods when it's bad news, and they report in front of crime tape, and there's a lot of great local institutions, not only ours, that are reporting what's really happening in a lot of these neighborhoods, how many people are really trying to make sure that underserved communities and kids get the leg up that they need or get the fair shake that they deserve. And I just love that these two churches, for years, this has been going on since 2001,
wow,
have been raising thousands of dollars in these communities. And the idea being, what are you going to do to help this community when you're out of college to help the next generation? It's cool.
That is very cool. Yesterday, we were talking to you, John, and you were talking about a suggested donation for street fests, mm-hmm, and you have more information on this now.
I do. So we talked yesterday about how a lot of places and people feel like they're pressured at the gate at these Chicago street fests, or even some companies were blurring the lines and selling tickets ahead of time, when in reality, they are all suggested donations. They are not required. But Melody Mercado wanted to tell the other side of the story today, and I think it's really important to do so. We kind of alluded to this yesterday, Wendy, that yes, they shouldn't push you to donate, but if you can, you should, because they are costing more and more money to put on. Square Roots Festival, which has been going on for 11 years, this year it cost $500,000 to do. And I think there's a misconception that the city is forking over money for these street fests to happen, but that's not the case. It all comes from what you pay at the door. So we talked to Alderman Smith on the north side about festivals that have left and how tax dollars don't pay for them. And it's like, look, people will pay $1,000 to go to Lollapalooza, but then roll their eyes at the $10 suggested donation.
Yeah.
So, and there's festivals that have shut down, right? Like we talked about Silver Room Block Party, which has been a staple on the south side. Eric Williams ran it for so many years. It used to be small. It grew. It was so popular. He was starting to pay out of his pocket, and to the tune of last year, it cost $1,000,000 to put on. Now, he recouped a lot of that, but he was still losing money. So this year was the last one. So if you like street festivals, make that suggested donation. And Melody did a great job kind of telling both sides of the story, right? I think there's a fine line here, Wendy. Like, pay if you can.
Right.
But don't feel pressured. No one should be like forcing you to take out your wallet and show how much money you have in it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. All right. And aside from all these fests and Taylor Street, Little Italy Festa, there are so many things to do this weekend in Chicago. What do you have for us, John?
Well, we got the Air and Water Show first and foremost. And can I do a quick plug for the pod?
Yeah.
So It's All Good is our Block Club Chicago podcast, one of them. And we tell fun stories, good news stories. And I got to interview Colin Boyle, who is our own photojournalist. He had just stepped off a KC-135 refueling plane. You know how they do it for like media day?
Yes.
So he got to yesterday go up, and he's done this on other planes. In fact, I think he's up with the Thunderbirds right now. But yesterday he literally got in the giant jet that refuels the Thunderbirds at 30,000 feet.
No way.
So, yes. And he went up there, and he said it was incredible, and the pilots are so skilled at what they do. And just imagine, you're essentially landing a giant plane on top of a small plane, and they're both moving at like 400 miles an hour somewhere over Ohio and refueling. And I talked to him about that experience. We played some of the audio of what it was like to be in the plane when it was doing it. So that's our It's All Good podcast.
I can't even imagine that. I would throw up and then I would faint.
Well, good thing you're not flying the plane, Wendy.
Yeah, I know. But boy, what a memorable experience.
Yeah, he loved it. And we just kind of talk about the history of the Air and Water Show in the podcast as well. So that's going on this weekend. There's Wolf Fest this weekend at the Polish National Alliance on Cicero. Bring your pup or maybe adopt one from a local shelter. That's Wolf Fest. So many things going on. Rib Fest. We've got a back to school party on the south side. We've got Englewood has a parade going on. Back to school skate parties happening. There's a sangria festival. Are you sangria?
Yeah. Fest? Who is
right.
it?
That's a festival happening at the St. Lucas Church, part of the Hot Meals program. That's at 3021 West Division. There's the Great American Lobster Fest.
Talk slower.
Sorry.
No, I love lobster. So.
Yeah, right. That's at Navy Pier this weekend. And there's a Made by Women market happening at a beauty spa. It's called Glam Room over on Lincoln Avenue. If I am talking too fast, these are at blockclubchicago.org. We got like 31 things to do in Chicago this weekend. So, I mean, it's a summer. It's going to be hot. I don't know how many of these we got left, Wendy. Like,
yeah,
get outside, enjoy
jump
it,
on
pinch
it.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
Get some meatballs.
All right. Thank you, John. And you're on tonight as well, aren't
no,
you? No, you're not.
No,
I get
no, your
confused.
Your money matters tonight.
Yeah, but Dave you're on Plyer tomorrow.
On the map. I'll be on tomorrow for Let's Get Legal, yeah.
So you're on every single day but Sunday, right?
Yep.
Okay,
much.
We have to change that. We
Why?
Have to find you a Sunday shift.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to take me off the other
No,
ones.
No. We need, all John all the time.
Well, I don't know about that.
All
Thanks,
right.
Wendy.
Have a great weekend.
You too.